glory for that. If you have your Bibles this morning, Psalms chapter 11. I want to share for a few moments on what do the righteous do? What do the righteous do? And I have in brackets underneath, boy, that's a nice picture. And I have underneath, when society begins to collapse, what do the righteous do? I think we all realize that there's so many things that are going wrong in our world today. How many would say that's true? So many things are going wrong in this world today. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken, and I believe God is the source of this shaking. God is the source of this shaking. Sports is being shaken. You know, this has got to be the first time in my short life that I've not been able to watch baseball, the hockey playoffs, basketball, whatever. Nothing. There's nothing. And you know, God has a way of doing things to get our attention back to Him. He has to be, hallelujah, the Lord of our life. And God's trying to speak to people. I believe all this is happening because of God's love and because of God's compassion, because He wants people to know that He loves them. Hallelujah. He wants them to come to Him. I believe the social fabric of our nation is unraveling. There's infighting and accusations, and they're all running rampant. It takes great wisdom from God today to distinguish truth from error. Isn't that accurate? But in the midst of all this, we read these wonderful scriptures. How many are thankful for the Word of God this morning? How many are thankful for the Word of God? Come on, somebody give God praise this morning. Psalm 11, beginning at verse number 1. In the Lord I put my trust. Oh, hallelujah. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. The righteous are under attack. Every righteous fabric of our society is under attack. But what does it say in verse 3? It says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What do we do in the midst of this? I think we need to pray this morning and ask God to help us. I've got some good news this morning. Deborah has gone through her surgery. She's got a brand new hip. She's got a brand new hip, and she's in Creston recuperating, as far as I know. So hopefully very soon we will see her. I think a lot of that pain is gone, and I just want to give God thanks this morning. She went through an ordeal, but God brought her through. Can somebody give God praise this morning? I heard on Friday night, as I was, you saw me with my flashlight trying to get people in. There's a man that visited our church on several occasions over the last 6 to 8 months, and they found him dead on Friday morning at 52 years of age. And so we want to pray for him and his family, that the Lord would minister to him. And you know what? This is a time where we really need to pray. So let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we just thank you this morning that we can call out to you. No matter how things are shaken, we know that we have a firm foundation, and it is Jesus Christ. Lord, I just pray for Deborah this morning that you will touch her and minister to her as she's recuperating at home. Lord, I just pray that your presence would be with her this morning and all those that are going through a time of suffering and difficulty and challenge. Lord, I just pray this morning for this man's family, his friends this morning. Lord, it wasn't too long ago that he was here in church, worshiping with us. Lord, I don't know the details, but you do. But I just pray this morning that you will minister to people in the midst of this situation. There's so many questions that are arising, but I pray this morning that you will touch people and minister to people right where they are, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to center in this morning on verse number 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The word foundations here in the original language means moral or political support. That which many are leaning on and trusting in is crumbling before our very eyes. And I've heard the Prime Minister say more than once, "We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you." But friends, I'm not putting my trust in man. I'm putting my trust in an eternal God. Hallelujah. I believe the answer to the question of verse number 3 is found in verse number 1. The solution is, in the Lord I put my trust. What should the righteous do? They should put their trust in the Lord. Israel faced many battles. Often they were vastly outnumbered. And you know, I think about how Israel was formed as a nation in 1948. Thank you. Vastly outnumbered by all the nations around them. And yet they conquered. Why? Because God was with them. Second Chronicles chapter 32, verse 8. I want these scriptures to get down into your spirit this morning. As I read them, I want the word of God to minister to you. Verse 7 says, "Be strong and courageous." You know, as God was saying that to the Israelites, he's saying that to us today. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. You know, they've got people so afraid today. Fear is gripping so many people. A second wave is coming, they say. Go back into your cave and wait. But God says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. Here, the king says, do not be dismayed before the king of Assyria, Israel's enemy, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. Can somebody shout amen this morning? We have the angelic powers of heaven on our side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, Satan is trying to dismantle our society and take away all the things that our two nations, U.S. and Canada, have been built on, which is Christian principles. With him is the arm of flesh. And friends, there's going to come a day where we're going to have to stand up for what we believe in, the Word of God. With him is the arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. We are not in this alone. Are you hearing me? We are not in this battle alone. The attack upon the church, upon the righteous fabric of our society and what we believe in as a nation, what we were founded upon, Satan is attacking those foundations. Why can God be trusted? I want to look at that this morning. Why can God be trusted? Because, you know, man changes his mind. Right? Oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to be mandatory. Then 6 months up the road, it's mandatory, it's mandatory. Because man fluctuates. Why? Because he wants the honor of men. But God doesn't have to change his mind. God is not looking for the glory of man. He is self-sustaining in himself. Hallelujah. Someone says, I think God needs us. No, he doesn't. Why can God be trusted? 2 Samuel chapter 22. I'm going to look at a few verses this morning and pinpoint some things. Maybe you can write them down. They're very important as to why God can be trusted. Number one, verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. How many know God doesn't make mistakes? God doesn't lie. He can be trusted because his way is perfect. Look at the next part of that verse. The word of the Lord is proven. Oh, hallelujah. You can go back, and you can go back, and you can go back. And you can see that every time God says something, he proves it to be true and holy and righteous. He is perfect, And the Word of God is proven. It has been tested and tried. And we can rely on what His Word declares. Oh, hallelujah. Let every man be a liar, the Bible says, and let God be true. Verse 32, or verse 31, He is a shield to all who trust in Him. Friends, I want to tell you something this morning. And I want you to get this down in your spirit. You and I are not feeling the full force of Satan's attack. Because God is before us, shielding us. Are you hearing me? We might feel some of it, but we have not yet felt the full force of Satan's attack. Why? Because God stands before us with His shield of righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at verse 32. For who is God except the Lord, who is a rock except our God? Rock means solidity, unmovable. You can stand upon it. Hallelujah. God is my strength and power. And He makes my way perfect. Look at verse 34. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. Have you ever seen a deer jump? Sometimes my dog, Nala, jumps like a deer. He's got almost like... like slinky kind of... He makes my feet like the feet of the deer. Why? To set me on my high places. Verse 35, He teaches my hands to make war. Friends, there's time where we have to get off of the defensive and we have to get on the offensive. Hallelujah. In the might and in the power of God. Hallelujah. You can't win a war on the defensive. You have to win a war on the offensive with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You ever seen somebody do that? No. Because it takes supernatural strength, Samson kind of strength, to bend a bow of bronze. And God is saying He's willing, if we are open to receiving supernatural strength from Him, to endure and to press on in the midst of opposition. Verse 36, You have also given me the shield of Your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. Friends, in the midst of it all, we have to keep putting our trust in the Lord. No matter what comes your way, put your trust in God. We can't get caught up in the hatred and the fear that is so prevalent around us. But let me declare that man-made institutions will crumble and fall, but God and His Word will remain forever. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Friends, Satan is coming after you and me. Any semblance of Christianity, he wants to get rid of. Are you hearing me? Anything that has any connection to Christianity, Satan wants to eliminate. He's got God out of our schools. He wants God out of our political realms. Every fabric of society, he wants God or God's word out and secularism in. Are you hearing me this morning? And we can't just sit by and do nothing. We have to stand in the power of the Holy Spirit and fight till our final breath. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. And look at verse 20. Having been built not on a foundation established by man, but on the foundation of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We build our life on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. You know, there's so many things happening that we can't see with our naked eye. There's so many things that are taking place. There's confusion at every stop. But friends, we have a solid foundation this morning that we can stand upon. The Word of God and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Look at verse 21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. God shows up when his people show up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brother Warren taught on Wednesday night about the coming delusion, that people would rather, and they will, believe a lie because they've not loved the truth. Do you know, as I close this morning, that people often would rather believe in a lie than to believe the truth? Because a lie makes them feel better. The truth can be sometimes uncomfortable. When the conviction of the Holy Spirit falls and God begins to deal with the sin of humanity, people say, that's enough. But friends, no matter what happens, I want to encourage you this morning and tell you unequivocally that God can be trusted. Through it all, He can be trusted. Whatever happens, He can be trusted. No matter how much this earth is shaken and our society is being shaken, God can be trusted. You can stand on His word. He's going to bring you through. Hallelujah. You're going to find that He will be your rear guard. He will be in front of you. He will be all around you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to thank You this morning. I want to thank You for Your word today. I want to thank You for the power of Your word this morning. Let the waves of Your Spirit sweep over us. Let Your presence sweep over us this morning. In the name of Jesus. What should the righteous do when the foundations are being destroyed? The answer is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. This morning, Lord, I'm asking You to strengthen us. Can we stand this morning? Can we just lift our hands towards heaven and say, Lord, just strengthen me this morning.